Cesaro, what's going on?
John Crockett, how are you doing?
Good. You know what? I've always wanted to talk to you because I listened to, I think it was Colt Cabana's podcast you were on a while ago, and I had so many interesting questions. It was such a fascinating interview.
Oh, thank you very much. That was about, must have been more than 6 years ago. So you have plenty of time to come up with those questions. Must be really nagging you, I bet.
They are, because the big thing was how you became a citizen here. It's all, you're from Sweden, and it's like a lottery, right? Is that what, am I getting that right?
Yes, it's actually been in the news recently. There's a green card lottery where the United States gives out, I think it's 100,000 green cards every year. And that sounds like a lot, but if you think about all the people who want to come to the United States, it's actually not that many. It's about, you know, like very little per country. And certain countries get, I think, more than others, and certain countries can't apply. And since I'm from Switzerland, I think I had decent chances. And so what happened is you just send in your information, and if you're lucky enough, you get picked like a lottery.
And just by chance, you got picked.
Yes. So I got picked, but then when you get picked, that's just the first step, right? So first step is you get picked, which is, I think it was like a 5% chance for me. It was about a 5 to 10% chance. So I got picked, and then what you do after that is you have to send in all your information, you know, like where you worked, where you went to school, your background information, criminal record. If you have one, everything, you know, just like,
yeah,
the most thorough background check ever. You have to go, I had to give blood. I never had to give that much blood in my life. You just get tested of everything, you know. It's a very thorough process. And then once that all comes back good, you have to go to the U.S. Embassy, and you have to do like a one-on-one interview with the person there. And then on top of that, you also have to prove that when you move to the United States, that either you have a sponsor over here that can help you get a job and all that stuff, or that you have enough money saved up that you can essentially start your life over here, so that you don't just come over to the United States and apply for unemployment.
It's
actually a really thorough process.
Do they frown upon when you tell them, when they say, like, what job are you going to go for? You tell them you're going to be a pro wrestler?
Well, no, because I had enough money saved up that I could live a year or so on my own, and then of course I have a proper education, so I could have gotten a job wherever I wanted. I worked for Johnson & Johnson in Europe for 3 years, and lucky for me, I hit it off with wrestling pretty good. And never looked back.
Now, I can't imagine, that interview has to be kind of intimidating, I'd imagine.
It's very intimidating because first you send in, it's a really thorough background check. Like, there's nothing to hide, right?
Right.
And then you have to go to the U.S. Embassy, and that's, like, very intimidating. And that's, like, that was before 9/11, you know? So it's, like, the security protocols now must be even higher.
Back
then, you know, like, you drive up and it's like your car gets searched, like everything, you know, like underneath and the trunk and everything, and you get searched and you walk in there and then you just sit there and then you go and get interviewed and it's just like, so what do you want to do in the States? Why did you want the green card? Why should it be you? You know, just like all that stuff, like when would you move? Because they don't want to give it to somebody who just wants to come over to the United States for vacation. So like it's very intimidating, but luckily for me, it all worked out. And I'm a big fan. I'm actually a big advocate of the green card lottery because I think it's a very great way to diversify the United States and bring qualified and eager people to the United States.
Now, in the interview, did you tell them that, you know, you're a pro wrestler, or did you say, you know, like you said, you have a school background? Would you go with that?
To be honest, it's kind of a long time ago. I don't exactly remember if that even came up, because I think they just want to know that you're not, like I said, like come over here and then, you know, rely on government help. But I think they saw that I wouldn't be a problem in that regard.
And we're so happy to have you here in the United States. You have this awesome career, and I mean, there's just so many questions. I have limited time, so I want to make sure I get all the good ones in. That nasty teeth injury, you had your teeth went into your mouth. Like, they went up into your
they went up.
Face is the best way I could describe it. And now I saw that back in November, you still couldn't chew on anything. Can you chew at least now?
Well, yeah, like I was, so what happened is, for those who haven't seen it and just listening, imagine I was getting thrown into the corner and I hit one of those metal turnbuckle posts with my teeth, and they went straight up my gums towards my nose, actually, about 3 to 4 millimeters. So that was pretty painful today. So the next day they had to pull them back down, and I had to put braces in to hold them in place. That was part of the fun. I was actually able to eat by the next day. I just couldn't have anything touch my front teeth, and I just now I can eat soft food with my front teeth.
Wow.
But I still have to be careful, because it's still it's not like hot and cold sensitive, but it is sensitive to pressure.
So are you awake when they pull them down? This is giving me chills.
Well, here's the fun part. I got numbing medicine in my mouth. You know, like they put the, they give me shots with a syringe. What is it called? Like, yeah, shots,
right.
Like numbing shots in my mouth. But they didn't really put me to sleep.
Oh.
But I did fall asleep because you just lay there and wait. And it was like a half an hour, 45 minute process. So I just fell asleep.
Oh. So my other big question before we even talk about wrestling. I like coffee. I've really gotten into coffee, and I know you're a huge, huge coffee advocate.
Yes.
What makes a good cup of coffee?
To me, it's all about the beans. It's all about the freshness. I'm a big fan of espresso. My favorite drink is the cortado, which is equal amount of espresso and steamed milk. But I also just like straight espresso or straight coffee, like filter coffee. To me, when I was dieting really strict, and I still do, the coffee is a way to enjoy different cultures, different cities, different tastes, you know, in a healthy and fun way.
So how do you take – I'm a big fan of espresso. I always put a shot of espresso. Even if I'm just getting regular coffee, if I have the option to put espresso in it, I'll put it in there. But I'd like my coffee black. How do you take your coffee?
Me too. Black.
Just straight black. When you start putting other stuff in it, you feel like you ruined the integrity of the coffee.
Sometimes I use a little bit of stevia if it's too strong, but that's all natural as well. I definitely enjoy the different tastes of coffee. Here's a fun fact for you. Why do you put the espresso in your coffee?
I think it gives me a little bit more of a perk.
Huh. Did you know that espresso has less caffeine in it than regular filter coffee?
Well, see, then I'm being told lies by the corporate coffee chains, because they call it a turbo shot.
Yeah, so what happens is, because espresso actually gets... So on a regular filter coffee, the water gets filtered through the coffee, right? So it extracts more caffeine, but a little bit more bitterness as well. On the espresso shot, it gets the steam gets pressured through it, so it extracts more flavor, but a little bit less espresso. So you taste the shot, but it doesn't necessarily give you more caffeine in it.
I'll tell you, with all these podcasts, I feel like you should have just the coffee podcast.
I should, right?
Yeah, I would listen to it. All right, so let's get into my other question. When you're on the road, let's say you're on the road, you don't have time to go to a decent coffee shop. Where do you go? Do you go to McDonald's? Who's got the best quick coffee?
I would say the best quick coffee is Starbucks. I give him a shout out here, yeah.
All right, let's get into some wrestling talk real quick. You've teamed up with Sheamus. Would you say he's the best tag team partner you've had?
That's a very, very difficult question, because I had some really good tag partners. You know, like, for example, Tyson Kidd, who I'm still really, really good friends with. I'm afraid to say that, I'm really good friends with Sheamus now, and we have the most fun. I'm having the most fun in my career. So from the longevity standpoint, it's definitely Sheamus.
It's funny because when you watch the ride-alongs, when you watch backstage segments, it seems like you and Sheamus just butt heads the entire time. It seems like you get on his nerves.
Well, to be fair, that's just how it is. Like, if you watch Ride Along or if you watch anything that you see, like, backstage or interviews, that's how we are 24/7. We just tease each other constantly. I get on his nerves, or, like, I wouldn't say I get on his nerves. I tease him, he teases me. That's just what brothers do, and we're having a great time, and it's all in fun.
Now, when you were with Tyson Kidd, was it a little weird, the whole cat thing? He seems like he's really into his cats.
So am I. So it just, we hit it off perfectly.
So you're a cat guy.
I'm a cat guy as well.
See that?
Me, PJ, and Natty are all cat birds.
See, I get, they kill me on my radio show because I like cats. I'm a cat guy. I've always had cats.
No, 100% cat guy.
What kind of cat do you have?
I have a tabby that's about 10 years old, and I actually just adopted a baby that's only 3 weeks old. So we still have to get them acclimated to each other.
What is the names?
The one is called Klaus. That's the bigger one. And the little one is called Snape.
Snape?
Snape. Like Professor Snape from Harry Potter.
You're a Harry Potter fan too?
Well, so I just watched all the movies for the first time. And since the little cat is all black, I figured Snape is the perfect name.
There we go. You guys are coming to town tomorrow night. Do you know who you're wrestling yet?
Well, I don't know. I know that me and Sheamus are going to be in a tag team match, and it's in Woodsboro tomorrow at the Mohican Sun Arena, starting at 7:30. Tickets are still available. You can get them at the box office or at Ticketmaster.com. And it's going to be a great show because the Royal Rumble is on Sunday that you can watch on the WWE Network, and we all want to get in the best shape and fine tune everything for that Royal Rumble. And of course, me and Sheamus are going to get a chance to win our tag team championships back. So Wilkes-Barre is going to be a prime city, a prime arena, a prime show for us to just get all the small kinks worked out. And, of course, all your favorite WWE superstars are going to be there. Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, The Club, Finn Balor, and most importantly, The Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro.
Before I let you go, who was your favorite Royal Rumble winner?
Oof. Well, okay. So my favorite Royal Rumble winner, just because, I would say Sheamus, because he doesn't just set the bar. He is the bar.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We will see you tomorrow night. Thanks for joining the show and giving me some coffee tips.
No, of course. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.